the story of a company in hot water for importing workers.
Investing, renting, sending your kid to college? Listen to the Marketplace Money podcast. Find it on iTunes or at marketplace.org/podcasts.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. The biggest federal immigration fine ever for a corporation is on the way. Infosys, an outsourcing company based in India, will have to pay $35 million. With more, let's bring in Marketplace's David Weinberg. David, what's Infosys accused of doing?
Well, even though most of the company's employees are in India, they still need workers in the U.S. And according to a Wall Street Journal article, Infosys was using B-1 visas to bring workers into the country when it should have been using H-1B visas under the law.
So what's the difference between B-1 and H-1B?
So an H-1B visa allows a worker to stay in the U.S. for 3 years, and each one can cost up to $5,000. B-1 visas, on the other hand, cost only $160. They're issued for shorter stays, things like attending a meeting or a conference. And so by allegedly overusing these cheaper visas, Infosys not only saved a lot of money, it allowed the company to underbid competitors on jobs.
What kinds of jobs are we talking about here?
So these are mostly IT jobs. Infosys has clients in just about every industry you can think of: healthcare, aerospace. Even Kellogg's hired Infosys to help it sell cereal. And David, those longer H-1B visas are a very hot item. In 2012, Infosys had the second most H-1B visas of any company in the United States. And since the U.S. limits the number of those visas, this record fine could send a message to companies that the U.S. is serious about cracking down on visa abuse.
Marketplace's David Weinberg. A new airline has sprung up in the South that's banking on the idea that small planes and small airports mean smaller hassles. From New Orleans, Eve Tro reports.
New Orleans has Louis Armstrong International, but also Lakefront Airport. The tarmac's flanked by green marsh, and an Art Deco terminal sits on the shores of Lake Pontchartrain. It handles about 50 flights a day, says Brayton Matthews, with Flightline First, one of the airport's operators. Mostly corporate clients, like big law firms.
If they can put five attorneys on an airplane, fly them in here at 7 o'clock in the morning, do the business they need to do, and have them back in their office, it saves them plenty of money and plenty of time.
That's partly because Lakefront is so low-key. You pull up, park for free, walk a few steps into the terminal, scoop some free popcorn, drink a free soda. When the plane's ready, you walk a few more feet and get on. That's it. Now, a new carrier offers this experience to anybody. I meet Southern Airways Express Chief Operating Officer Keith Sisson as he lands from Florida.
We're not going to frisk your grandmother. You know, you can bring all the shampoo you want.
The plane is full, all 9 seats, a mix of business and pleasure travelers.
This is a private plane experience, but we sell it by the seat to the general public.
Based in Memphis, Southern flies to cities like Oxford, Mississippi and Destin, Florida, places people usually drive between. Fares run about $300 round trip. Airline analyst Mike Lum, based in Dallas, says the business model is unique. He estimates Southern needs 6 people on each flight to cover its costs.
And can they get the message out? It's very expensive to market.
So far, much of that's happening by word of mouth. Boarding the plane from New Orleans to Memphis, first-time customer Michelle Dorian was practically giddy at the lack of a body scanner.
I know. Can you believe that? I know. And I even have a corkscrew with me. They haven't asked.
Southern Airways Express is banking that kind of rediscovered freedom and the saved time of driving is worth the price to fly. In New Orleans, I'm Eve Tro for Marketplace.
Looking for a good read? Visit the Big Book blog at marketplace.org. Listen to author interviews and read excerpts from the Marketplace bookshelf. Online at marketplace.org/thebigbook.
Halloween, a time to give out toothbrushes and floss, but some killjoys are known to give out chocolate. And the Marketplace angle here is that the price of cocoa, one of the main ingredients, is at an historic high. Marketplace's David Gura reports.
This is a supply issue. Most cocoa is grown in West Africa, a part of the world that's had some bad weather lately. Kona Hack is head of commodity research at Macquarie in London.
Right now, it's the cocoa processors who are taking the hit.
She bets we'll see higher chocolate prices around Easter. Now, remember, a chocolate bar is made of more than just cocoa. Erin Lash is an analyst with Morningstar.
Significant increases or decreases in one particular commodity don't necessarily drive a change in the price of the end product for consumers. It takes time to flow through.
Chocolate makers don't like to raise prices, especially when the economy is sluggish. Lash says they have other options.
Shrinking the size of the product or adjusting the composition so that you're using less of that particular raw material that maybe has skyrocketed.
And if there are price increases, we probably won't see them overnight. Lash says Hershey announced a hike back in March of 2011, and that took almost a year to implement. I'm David Gura for Marketplace.
And Sriracha, the hot sauce with superpowers that can practically turn pencil erasers or old running shoes into an edible treat. Sriracha, right up there with ramen noodles as a staple of college dorm life. And so you'd think it would be a good time to be the Southern California company that makes it. But Hui Fong Foods late yesterday was sued by the city of Irwindale. The chili smell coming out of its factory has become a public nuisance, the city claims. One neighbor had to abandon ship on a kid's birthday party because of the smell. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.